Next patient is Richard Rivera Ortiz. Rivera is R-I-V-E-R-A space O-R-T-I-Z, like in Zulu. Richard is the first name. This is a clinical case of a 63-year-old Hispanic male that was referred to this office because of the presence of acute kidney injury that was most likely related to the administration of ACE inhibitors, period. Another consideration was the continued administration of acyclovir and medication for the HIV. Period. The lisinopril was stopped and the patient was switched to clonidine in combination with chlorothiazide, hydrochlorothiazide, and the blood pressure that initially was a diastolic in 107 has come down to 94. In the blood pressure log that the patient brought, the patient has diastolic blood pressure that are anywhere from 87 to 100, especially in the afternoons. The pulse was between 85 and 100. Period. The laboratory workup shows that the serum creatinine came down to 1. The BUN is 18. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is completely normal. No evidence of microalbuminuria. The estimated GFR at this point is 73 mLs per minute, period. Number two, hypertension that is under control, taking into consideration that despite of the administration of clonidine, the patient continues with a tendency to tachycardia. And for that reason, we are going to order a labetalol, 200 milligrams POBID. Instructions were given to the patient of how to take the labetalol. It's going to be one tablet every 12 hours. If there is a significant decrease in the diastolic blood pressure, to the point that is worrisome, he is supposed to drop one tablet of clonidine, period. Following number, the patient has a history of HIV that is followed by the infectious disease specialist. The last viral load was undetectable, period. Following number, whether or not this patient or not, whether or not the patient has a significant viral load for hepatitis C is unknown and has to be investigated. We are going to talk to the infectious disease Dr. Laxon. for him to do the World Cup. Following number, the hyperlipidemia that is supposed to continue to be treated with the administration of statins. We are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months. We invested 10 minutes studying the laboratory workup and the face-to-face 25 minutes in the documentation 8 minutes.